Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? Well, then listen to What We Spend, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
50-year-old Ukrainian man was going to sign up to serve in this new makeshift army we have. He was bringing sandwiches and extra socks for the younger soldiers, 80 years old, and he wanted to defend his country. We are seeing extraordinary bravery in the face of this war. And Paul and I have been talking about Ukraine all day. The world is thinking about them. And we got a message here on our text line that is somebody from our community. It says, Paul, I hope the USA opens to Ukrainian refugees. My sister-in-law was turned away from the U.S. embassy. I wish we could bring her. Our own family is willing to provide a house for her. And some of our relatives were able to flee to Poland. I reached out to our texter and I said, are you available to join us on the air? And we are so grateful that Dasha and Mark, who are listening to our show, Dasha's sister is in Ukraine, are joining us now. So Dasha and Mark, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, two of you. So give us a little history. Dasha, you're from Ukraine and your sister is living there?
My sister used to live there up until this last Thursday. And she was forced to flee with her family, two of her little kids, and my mother as well. And her husband stayed back to join the fight.
Wow. How long have you been here, Dasha? And are you living in the Twin Cities?
I do, yes. We live right here in the beautiful community of Apple Valley.
Okay, fantastic.
Good.
Fantastic.
Hey, we're happy to have you here, Dasha. Tell us what your sister has seen. Has she been able to share what she's witnessed? I mean, I think to a person, Americans are so impressed with the resolve and the courage of Ukrainians. And it's something in the national character that really speaks to all of us right now. But what has your sister seen? What has she been through?
It's really hard to describe. And for me, being here, sitting on a couch in the comfort of my house, it's just unimaginable. She, from my conversation with her, she shared that she woke up on Thursday morning to the sounds of bombs exploding around her neighborhood, and she had to grab whatever she could and pack up with two of her kids, ages 5 and 10, and flee to Ukrainian border. And as they were driving by and being on the road, they were just like amazed to see if all the disaster had been taking place as they were passing Hostomel airport and military actions were happening right as they were passing. And unfortunately, my mother wasn't able to get out as soon as she was. And because of the developments that took place, she was forced to turn around, go back to Kyiv, and restart her journey the following day. So at that point, they got separated. As my sister and her husband and two of her children reached the Ukraine and Polish border, her husband had to stay back and join the military and go back fight with the rest of men. And my sister was taken to a refugee by a refugee camp in Poland.
So your sister got to cross, and she and her children are in Poland, but is your mother still back in Ukraine?
My mother was able to get out, and it took her 4 days to reach Polish border, when usually under normal conditions, it takes 6-hour drive.
And did they go to the U.S. Embassy in Poland, and is that where they were turned away from the U.S. Embassy?
Yeah, so they reached out to U.S. Embassy in Poland today and for some information, how to start the process and what steps they need to take. They were just given a phone number for me and my husband to reach. And when we tried to reach them, it was just a phone number to some credit card company, which is absolutely not related to the situation that is happening.
Yeah, they told, from what was relayed to us, they told her to go to the Ukrainian embassy in Warsaw and get travel documents. And how are you going to do that? Disabled. And they're busy fighting a war. I mean, that's what really doesn't make any sense here.
So, Mark, talk to us about what you need, because let's reach out to Tina Smith. Let's talk to our senators about helping. You know, these are Minnesotans that have family over there. What do you guys need right now?
Yeah, and that's a difficult question to answer because we don't exactly know. You know, we're trying to navigate the bureaucracy. But, you know, like one of the things that was on the news is like some of these other countries are basically opening up to Ukrainian refugees, and you don't need travel documents. You don't need the normal stuff. I just wish, you know, we had something like that where we could, you know, they could go and, you know, I mean, we can buy the plane tickets. We can house them in our house. It's like, but we just, you know, we just ran into this wall of bureaucracy. And, you know, I did get an email back from Senator Klobuchar's office. I haven't been able to digest the information because basically I was given a link to the embassy in Warsaw and their website. So I haven't, and I just got home and was just able to, you know, before this call here, just started trying to read that and digest it. But so honestly, I don't know. It's difficult to say what do we need. It would be nice to have a way to cut through the bureaucracy so we can, you know, just get the members of our extended family here and take care of them. You know, we know that we really are grateful to the Polish people, but there are more coming. And
yeah,
we can take care of our family.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Mark, there are an estimated 13,000 people of Ukrainian descent living in the greater Twin Cities. Now, that was as of 2019, but it just makes sense that if you have family in Ukraine and they're trying to get out, that we would find ways to streamline getting them out safely and quickly and resettle them with family here in the Twin Cities. So, again, Senator Klobuchar reached out to you. Not sure what the next step is, but I think the fact that we have you on the air talking about this publicly, hopefully we can shake some trees and rattle some cages and get some results.
And are you guys able to communicate with your sister and your mother? Are you still in touch with them?
I am, yes. When they have connection, Wi-Fi connection, we can communicate with them.
And are they in a refugee camp right now?
Right now, they are not in the refugee camp. They are being... Refugees camps are farther away from Warsaw. United States Embassy is located in Warsaw. Since my sister stated that she needs to reach U.S. Embassy, they transported her to Warsaw, where she's staying with very kind people who are sharing their house with them.
Are you able to communicate with her husband, who you said stayed behind to fight?
My sister is able to communicate with him so far, but we don't know how long lines of communication going to be open with him because in a war situation, you know, Wi-Fi is not always available.
Yeah, I noticed Elon Musk is donating Starlink to Ukraine. This is the satellite in low orbit, which hopefully will keep the country connected here. They're not quite up yet, but things moving in that direction. Dasha, Mark, can you just talk a little bit about Ukraine and how proud these folks are and the fact that they got a taste of freedom? Correct me if I'm wrong. Most people in Ukraine want to be part of Europe, right? They want to be independent. They want to elect their own leaders. They want to join NATO. What has your sister shared what's going through the minds of average people in Ukraine right now, trying to defend their homeland? It's David and Goliath, and I think all of us are just amazed by what we're seeing, the conviction, the courage. They're going to hold their ground, I hope. Am I right?
I think they will fight as hard as they can to do that. I talked to another relative of ours in Ukraine who they have decided to stay back, their whole family, because they live in the western part of the country, and they are helping refugees. He is a veteran of the military, and he may well have to go back and join a unit. But he said that when he was he told me this recently, he's like, when I was in the military, I didn't care about how good of a shot I was, because I never thought we would be invaded. We're peaceful people. Mm-hmm. But he said, if I have to go back now, I will learn how to shoot better. And that just kind of gives the mentality, you know, the Ukrainians did not want this war, but they will fight to keep their country. You know, it has been free Ukraine for like more than 30 years. And so even people that aren't so young anymore, they don't remember the Soviet Union. And to all they know is a free country. And they do not want to return to totalitarian state or even ever taste that again. And the history of Ukraine is well filled with how poorly the Russian overlords have treated them.
This must be just surreal for your family. Our thoughts are with you. I'm so glad that we have connected with you. I hope we can stay in touch with you. We want to call you back tomorrow and the next day and keep in touch and help you in any way, certainly by aiding and getting your family over here, too. I hope we'll stay in touch.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Yes. Thank you for reaching out, Beth.
Of course. Mark and Dasha. We will continue to have them on the show and give us updates and maybe even reach out to family members over in Ukraine. Again, an incredible world that we live in, that we're talking about this on the radio. They reached out to us. We can communicate with them. And he's sharing a story of how his brother-in-law wants to learn to be a better shot because he has to learn to fight today. This is happening for these people today. It's surreal.
It is surreal. And you know what, Jor? We are all Ukrainian.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What We Spend is a new podcast that explores something we almost never talk about. Every week, you'll hear a different guest share everything they spend their money on. What We Spend is available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.